This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You could check us out on the web at realestate3.com, where we have all of our previous podcasts of this show. You can also check out our Facebook fan page, Charlottesville Insights. And I'm on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle. If you like to check out some of our tweets that we have going out through the week, everything that's going on concerning real estate in Central Virginia as well as nationally. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website. It's a very good website, movementmortgage.com. You can get yourself pre-approved before you begin your house hunt for this fall real estate market. And make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV. That's on every Sunday at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning, and also 11:30 at night on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Well, today is another huge day for the early fall real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's daily progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions of homes for sale, as well as our open houses. And again, you can check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Today on the show, we have back with us Ann Gardner. She's the CEO of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, or CAR. We'll check in with Ann on the fall real estate market in Central Virginia. And before we do that, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. First article, these are all posted on Twitter. Wells Fargo says getting a mortgage is easier than some think. We're going to talk about that a little bit with Ann Gardner after the break, but the survey that Wells Fargo did suggests that there are several misconceptions about financing a home, especially around down payment requirements and credit scores. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. Second article I want to mention, home builder confidence hits a 9-year high. That came out from CNN Money. Also from CNN Money, millennials are staying put at mom and dad's place. Home ownership among 18 to 34-year-olds is at a new low, 13.2%, according to Trulia. Last article we want to mention from the Wall Street Journal, thinking about a new home, builders are throwing in freebies to lure buyers, talking about premium flooring, closing costs, and even sunrooms on some homes. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break and be right back with Ann Gardner, CEO of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great new locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Ann Gardner, the chief, the CEO of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Ann, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks for having me back, Jeff.
I want to talk about this Wells Fargo survey. Listen to some of these numbers. 30% of the folks that were surveyed said that only individuals making a lot of money can obtain mortgages. 64% said that you must have very good credit scores to buy a home. 44% said that a 20% down payment is required. So Wells Fargo is talking about in this survey that there's a general misconception about getting a mortgage today. What do you think?
I think that's fairly accurate that there is a misconception going on right now. But I will say that there have certainly been some great successes, because as we look at our stats in our marketplace here in Charlottesville, we have definitely seen the financing mix, if you will, of our purchases changing. You know, a year ago, you saw in some instances, some months, you would still see 30 and 40% of our purchases were still cash offers.
Yes.
But now I will tell you that we know that financing is a significant factor in our local marketplace. Mm-hmm. More than 50% of July's 325 purchases were through conventional financing. Hmm. So we know that lending in our marketplace is alive and well, and that there is access to funds.
What this survey goes on to say is that there's an opportunity for lenders, nonprofit agencies, real estate agents to better inform Americans about credit ratings, mortgage costs, and housing affordability. I agree with that. I still find an amazing number of people, particularly the down payment amount, when you're talking to potential first-time homebuyers, unless they've really become educated on the topic, they think that it's a 20% down payment. A lot of them think that. And particularly for first-time homebuyers, as we look at this fall real estate market, there is such incredible opportunity when you look at interest rates that are around 4% right now. And there is a whole host of loan products out there where you can get in for no money down when you're talking about a USDA or a rural development loan, or, you know, the FHA and VA loans, 3.5% or conventional 5% today. So there's opportunity to get in without a huge down payment.
Absolutely. And there's a program that I'd like to give a little bit of an update for you today, if we can. And that's a program that you were very instrumental in helping create with our friends at the Piedmont Housing Alliance, and that is the CAR Workforce Housing Fund. And so I'm really pleased and thrilled to share that we have now had 50 home purchases through this fund. Mm. And this fund was created, as you know, for our firefighters, teachers, nurses, next door police officers. And so we have had some amazing success just in the past year alone. We've had over 18 new purchases come into that program.
Wow. That's awesome. And the great news about that, as you and I know, is that through some financial assistance and down payment assistance, it's great to see that all of the teachers, nurses, police officers, firefighters, they no longer have to live necessarily in the valley and commute in to the greater Charlottesville area, that they can live in the neighborhood where they serve. And I think that's part of what really makes Charlottesville an amazing place to live.
Most definitely. I mean, of the 50 purchases, 27 have been in Albemarle County, five have been in the city. We've had four in Greene County and eight in Fluvanna and four in Louisa. And so we have been really instrumental in helping to solve some of the down payment gap with that program. And we know that there have been in the past some obstacles for some homeowners that wanted to come in through that program to get the balance of funding. And so when you reference that survey, I think there is still a misconception in the market that funding for home purchase is harder to attain. It certainly hadn't been any help with all of the naysayers, if you will, from the Dodd-Frank legislation,
right,
and thinking that QRM 20% down payment was going to be the law of the land. Mm-hmm. And that just simply hasn't been the case. It isn't needed in the marketplace, and the banks realize now that their loans that they're issuing today are high-performing loans.
Let's talk about this next article. Home builder confidence roars to a 9-year high. Of course, you see it in the greater Charlottesville area. There's lots of new construction. I guess the story, you know, as we look back on 2014, it's really might be the year that new construction came roaring back, although it's coming back in a little bit different form. Some of the players are a little bit different. But nonetheless, as you look around the greater Charlottesville area, lots of new construction.
Lots of new construction is absolutely underway. One of the items that we know is happening coming up in the next couple weeks is the Parade of Homes, mm-hmm, which is sponsored by the Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association. And we have heard from their management team that they have an unprecedented number of homes,
wow,
in the parade this year. So I think building in our market has definitely gone far. In a nationwide sense, though, some of the things that we're hearing is that you will start to see, if you will, a real buildup of demand for new construction nationwide, because we're having not only supplier pressures, but also labor shortages nationwide for construction. And so that's certainly a new wrinkle when you look at how do we tackle issues of unemployment and whatnot. You have a real surge in new home construction demand.
And let me see if I can corner you on this one, and you're not going to like me when I ask you this question. New urbanist model. Certainly the county of Albemarle has gone towards this new urbanist model with the idea of maximizing density in the growth area in an attempt to preserve the rural area. My take on this has been, sounds good, but when you're forcing every neighborhood to be developed in the new urbanist model, that's where I tend to kind of get off the bus, if you will, on that. Do you have a take on that? Do you have an opinion? Do you think that every neighborhood needs to be kind of developed in this new urbanist style? I think it's successful in a lot of areas, but I don't think every neighborhood needs to be that way, my opinion.
Well, I personally think that you have a lot of choice in our market, for one. I personally live in a community that would be considered new urbanist by these development standards, mm-hmm, today. Love my community that I'm in. It was part of my relocation to Charlottesville 4 years ago, was that I wanted to be in a walkable community that was very close and connected. I will say that although I am not a millennial by any stretch, I think that what you're finding now in the market research and buyer preferences is that those communities are going to become more and more attractive. And by default, then, Charlottesville, being such a highly walkable and connected, mm-hmm, community, will do well with millennials when they are ready for home purchases, because they are looking for that type of development.
Let's talk about millennials, because that was the other article. It says millennials are staying put at mom and dad's place. That's an article that I posted on my Twitter site, came out from CNN Money. It says home ownership among 18 to 34-year-olds is at a new low. At only 13.2% own homes in that age group, according to the portal Trulia. That's interesting to see. We've been talking about the millennials a lot on this program. What's your take on why millennials are not buying homes today at the pace they did in the past?
The biggest issue that we've seen so far is credit, and the fact that they are less likely to bring good credit to the table right now because, mm-hmm, they are carrying far too much student loan debt. Mm-hmm. And so we know that they will be more reticent to purchase, but we do know that they have every intent to purchase. So, mm-hmm, when you look at companion surveys, and as we both read what happens and floats through the media, you see a lot of both sides of that issue. But we do know that millennials, just like many other generations, will go full force into home ownership, but their version of home ownership is going to be very different. It's going to be smaller. It's not going to be focused on having room for children and pets to play in a contained fenced yard. It's going to have a very different look and feel, and it may be more shared ownership options, but they will certainly be later to life.
Those millennials really seem to like that downtown concept, as you were talking about, the walkable communities. And right now, as I look at downtown Charlottesville, you see a lot of very nice apartment complexes with very high rent on them. And it seems like the millennials, they'll rent a nice place right now.
Absolutely. I mean, these are individuals who are what you call digital natives. They have never known an environment that they've grown up in that didn't have connectivity, that didn't have accessibility. And so that blends over into their interpersonal relationships as well. They've grown up very connected. And so the idea of being on a 1 to 2 acre lot and separated from their neighbors is not something this generation is vibing with as much. So their issue of connection is actually probably much more visceral and organic than even the generation before, who were latchkey kids and used to their independence.
Let's go back to our market for a second, and then we're rolling up close to the break here. One of the things that we have seen in the greater Charlottesville market is that there has been a significant drop-off of purchases in the price range of under $300,000. We actually posted a blog on realestate3.com recently that said that, in our opinion, that's not a bad thing. And the main reason for that opinion was that a lot of the drop-off was due to the investor. The real estate investor seems to have sort of headed to the sidelines right now. And as the investor pulls out, it can be actually good news for a millennial or a first-time homebuyer, because you're no longer competing against all those cash purchases that the investor typically will buy with. But the other thing is that the investor will very often be looking for distressed properties. And so we've been very fortunate in Central Virginia. We don't have the huge amount of distressed properties, but what it seems like right now, kind of what has come into the market that's distressed has cycled on out, be it first-time home buyers or investors. But what do you do you buy our concept that it may not be bad news that the under 300,000 price range so far this year has dropped off a little bit?
What we're seeing right now is that the pressures on rents continue to go up. And when you reach there's a trade-off when your rents, especially in a community small like ours that focuses on a student population and a young professional population for our rental market, is that it starts becoming more attractive for a purchase. And so the fact that we have availability and you have availability in financing for individuals at that price point is a boon, because you're creating more stable communities the higher percentage of home ownership you have in any neighborhood.
Talking with Ann Gardner, CEO of CAR. We're going to take a break and be right back with more Charlottesville Insights in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Pisinski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Ann Gardner. She's the CEO of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. And it's been a really good year for real estate. As we look back on 2014, I'm going to make a prediction on this fall, and I want to see what you think. My prediction is this. I think that this fall we are going to have a red-hot real estate market, and it's based on two things. Number one, I think you're starting to see buyers wake up to the fact that interest rates are around 4%. We've been closing some loans recently that have been the high threes. So I think that's really gotten some people's attention. Even though the rates have been good all year, it seems like once you find somebody that has closed in the high threes, that changes things. So I think you're going to see a lot of buyer activity based off of that. But when you couple that with, there's a significant amount of homes that have been on the market this year, and I think you're seeing those sellers start to really get motivated, because at the end of the summer, things can be a little bit slow. You know, that if you've had your house on the market in August, there's a lot of properties that didn't get any showings in August. And all of a sudden you get to some of this cooler fall weather and you realize we have 60 days to sell our home if you want to sell it this year. So what I'm saying is, when you have this intersection of an increase in buyers due to the interest rates, and you have a reduction in price and motivated sellers, I think it's going to be a hot fall. What do you think, Ann Gardner?
You know, I think that you have some very good markers that you're looking at there. And the reason being is that we're already looking at the leading edge of what September is going to bear in our marketplace. And what we're seeing now in September already is we are seeing that the pendings are starting to inch up already for the month. And so we know that there's been some pockets of demand. You look at the average days on market, it certainly started creeping up over the summer as it seasonally does. But when we take a look at what we did in October of last year, and that was something that gave everyone a good wake up, which is the market's back. It's certainly got more confidence in it. And so while you had the end of summer dip last year, in October, you saw folks get exactly what you were talking about, which is that we wake up, we realize that if we're going to make a purchase in 2013, we need to get on it right now. And so we saw that really jump in October. So all indicators would definitely support that we're going to have a very strong fourth quarter, because folks are realizing that these conditions won't be around forever.
Well, and then historically, as Virginia football continues to win, we get this UVA dividend. So increased wins, increased sales.
That sounds like a good indicator.
Let me ask you this. What are you most excited about when you think about the greater Charlottesville real estate market? What makes you excited when you think, wow, this is really cool about Charlottesville?
Well, it might just be because within the past 24 hours, I was part of a roundtable group that met at the county office building on economic development. Mm. And the fact that we see a real concerted and, I would say, dare I say, coordinated effort among our local jurisdictions to work seriously on improving workforce readiness, at least having conversations now about site viability and site improvements, so that we can attract employers, so that we can bring all of the value to living in Central Virginia that we know as residents here that we enjoy. And so that is probably one of the best indicators that I see, is that this region is getting organized and it's coordinating, and it is doing it in a collaborative manner to really move forward economic development, which then improves our community in that we have more tax revenue coming into the market. We have more folks coming to shop at the beautiful shops at Stonefield, visiting the Barracks Road Shopping Center, of course, but just being part of our community in general. And so it brings, I think, a new level to what it means to be part of Central Virginia.
Let me ask you this one. What are you most concerned about real estate? And it doesn't have to be Central Virginia. It can be kind of a national. What when you think about, gee, you know what, this is something that is a concern. Is there anything that jumps out to you that, you know what, I have kind of a red flag or a caution flag out? This is something that makes me say,
I'm not sure that it's my caution flag, but I do like to follow what our chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, Dr. Lawrence Yoon, is talking about. And something that is top of mind for him in a presentation that I saw a few weeks ago is that we have actually record high household net worth in this country right now. We have positive gross domestic product growth, yet we do not have consumer confidence that is keeping pace with that. Mm-hmm. And so if anything holds us back, it will be ourselves in that regard. So from a nationwide standpoint, we know we have all of the markers that should be saying that the housing recovery, the overall market recovery, should feel better than it does. And so if there were anything to give you pause, it would be there's this unnamed sense of malaise, if you will, that's in the market right now that we really need to work through.
Yeah, caused by government regulation, but we won't go there on the rest of this show. But you have a lot going on at Carr these days. Tell us about, if you would, I want to touch on the Senior Safe at Home project that you all did with AHIP. I love that. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Sure. This is something that I could just take the rest of your day on if I were allowed to. But this will be a project that Carr has worked on for the third year in a row with AHIP, which is the Albemarle Home Improvement Fund and program, rather. And so we are going to be part of a fundraising effort to keep seniors independent and safe in their homes. It ranges from anything as small as installing grab bars or wheelchair ramps to, in some cases, replacing entire roofs. And so it's something really meaningful that our realtors in the community are doing as far as a fundraiser. We have a culminating event coming up on October 8th at the UVA's Morven Farm. Mm. And that is a fantastic event that AHIP is coordinating with everyone in the community who is involved in basically keeping our residents, not only our families, but our seniors, everyone safe in their home, that everyone has access to the dignity of being available to be independent and to live where they choose.
Well, you know, our area's realtors, by and large, give back to the community in such an amazing way. I mean, with this AHIP program, the Workforce Housing Fund, you see, this past weekend, we had for the breast cancer, the Bras for Cause. We had a big turnout of realtors for that. You must make you proud to be a realtor when you see the amount of give back that the realtors do.
Absolutely. We do so much in the community as realtors. And I need to just correct for a moment. It's the 8th annual event, but the event will actually take place on Friday, October 10th at Morven Farm.
Gotcha.
So let me correct myself on that. But we are part of the Good Neighbor Awards. We have those here locally. And so there are more than 10 nonprofits that have benefited through direct contributions in the name of all of their realtor champions. And so some of those groups are the Charlottesville Free Clinic, the Alzheimer's Association, the Virginia Institute of Autism, the SPCA, and this Nelson County Pantry, among others. So our realtors are on the street every day working in the community, and we couldn't be prouder.
And Gardner, we have to get you back on the show to see if some of these predictions come true. Everybody, it's going to be a great fall. Thanks for joining us for Charlottesville Insights. We'll see you next Sunday.